各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好久不见了啊，好久不见了。
Haven't seen everyone in a while.
感谢主，现在有这个机会，我能够回到我的母会来和你们一起来看神的话语。
Praise God that I have the opportunity to come to my home church and to share God's word with you.
我看看下一次要见你们要到九月了。
I think the next time I will be seeing you guys will be in September.
我很宝贵这个时间。
I really value this time.
今天我要讲一个短短的信息。
And I will share with you a very short message with you.
因为今天有圣餐。
Because we'll have communion service.
还要翻译的翻译的关系。
And because of the translation.
我刚刚从台湾从柬埔寨 Cambodia 回来。
I just returned from a trip to Taiwan and Cambodia.
为什么我要提这样子了？
Why do I bring this up?
因为这是第一次我太太她退休以后和我们两个出去旅游。
Because this is the first time my wife and I went on a trip after her retirement.
我从2004年一直到现在，每一年都去中国培训。
Since the year 2004, every year I've been going to different countries to China for missions.
然后回来一定去台湾我的母会华安堂讲道。
And I would also visit Taiwan to give a message at Grace Baptist Church.
但是我太太没有空。
But my wife never has time.
终于她退休了，太棒了。
Finally, she's retired and she can accompany this year.
所以她没有借口了，一定要陪着老公去玩玩。
So she has no excuse now. Now she has to accompany me.
感谢主，我现在 refreshed 回来。
Well, praise God that now I'm refreshed and I'm back.
我回来今天想讲个信息，就是再次呼召，再次出发，为主走更远的路。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you on a topic. Of my message is rethink his calling and restart for the further journey.
Further journey 应该是更 farther journey or further load 更长的更远的事情去侍奉我们的主。
So it's a further journey and a further Lord to serve our Lord.
我们来读一段圣经。
Let us read from God's word.
哥林多前书第三章十到十五节。哥林多前书第三章十到十五节。
It will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 15.
你没有找到的在圣经里面我们一起来念。如果找不到没关系，我们听我们来念。哥林多前书第三章十到十五节。我们找到中文的圣经，同时念英文圣经也念一次，好不好？我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎将怎样在上面建造。因为那已经立好的根基就是主耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木活秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为在那日要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。人虽然得救，仍像从火里经过的一样。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 15, let's read in unison in English. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们能够在这个地方聚会，这是你的恩典。
That we can gather together and worship is indeed your grace.
我们不但要敬拜你、颂赞你，而且我们有很好的交通。
We not only want to worship you and praise you, but we want to also have fellowship with one another.
求主保守这个教会。
May you bless this church.
当年你动的圣功，让我们从这里建立这个教会，求你能继续保守这个善功。
It is through your blessing that we're able to build this church, and we continue to pray that you continue to watch and bless this church.
让这个教会对内有建造，有弟兄姐妹的门徒建造，对外能够传福音。
So that internally we can build up the brothers and sisters, and to the outside we can further your kingdom and share the gospel.
也让我这个弟兄姐妹感动我们，愿意侍奉你。
And that move in the hearts of brothers and sisters to want to serve you.
但是我们有时候我们觉得我们侍奉的已经太累了，我们好像已经烧尽了。
Sometimes we may grow weary and even feel burnt out in our service.
主啊，让我们再次重新的 focus， 我们重新的去焦聚我们的看法。
So let us refocus our vision.
重新的点燃我们心里面侍奉的火。
And rekindle the fire within us to serve you.
主啊，我们真是需要你自己的。这个帮助和你自己的鼓励。
And we really need your encouragement and your help.
主，我们在这个世上所做的事情，只是在讨你的喜悦，荣耀你的名字。
Everything that we do, we want to please you and glorify your name.
但是太多的时候，我们只顾自己的需要，看到自己好像我们的钱也不够，我们身体也不够好，我们就自哀自怜。
But we oftentimes always focus on our problems, that we don't have enough money, we don't have enough energy, and we are always discouraged.
求主让我们看到更高的地方，我们更高的需要和你召我们到你面前的目的。
May we look up to the heights of where you are and rethink our calling.
就像这圣经讲的，我们在这个立好的根基主耶稣上面，我们要建造一个工程。
So as your word says, we want to build upon the foundation that was laid on Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们建造是用金银宝石的话，可以存到永远。
And we want to build upon that foundation with precious metal and jewels so that it can last.
如果我们是草木活结的话，被工匠人被火一试炼，都烧去了，烧尽。
We don't want to build upon that foundation with straw and hay, because that will be burned away.
求主用这些话语再次振奋人心，再次鼓励我们。
May your word encourage us.
再次把我们的焦聚在你身上。
May we refocus upon you.
这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我去年去了山东，前年去了苏州。
Last year, I went to Shandong, and the year before, I went to Suzhou.
这两个地方，这个教会里面都有人来问我的问题。
And both of these places, I had people come up to me and ask me a question.
他说，牧师，他们都叫我牧师啊，牧师啊，我一个人辛苦的要命，他们怎么不做？我要去侍奉他，他心里不舒服。
And they come up to me and say, hey, pastor, why do I have to do all of this work and everyone else is just sitting there not doing anything?
山东的教会更有意思了。
And the church in Shandong is even more interesting.
他说我们有 25% 人在你拼命做工， 75% 坐在你好像在享受一样，这个实在不公平。
So they say to me about 25% of our congregation is busy working and working hard while the other 75% is just sitting there and being served.
不知道你们中间有没有说我怎么忙得要命，其他人不做事啊。
I don't know if any of us here would think the same way, that I work so hard, how come no one else is working?
他们就问我，这公平吗？
And they ask,
怎么样子把这个事情能够改善？
And they ask me, well, is that fair? How can we resolve this?
我说你的得到的财富在天上。
So I tell them, the treasure you're storing up is in heaven.
我告诉你，我们在世上不是求名利富贵，不是求金银宝石。
I tell you, here we don't seek recognition or fame or treasures on earth.
我们侍奉，其实神给我们一个好的机会。
When we serve, it's actually an opportunity that God gives us.
其实侍奉，越侍奉越甘甜，越侍奉你的属灵的生命越成长。
Actually, the more you serve, the more mature you will get spiritually.
侍奉不是一帆风顺的，常常被人家指着鼻逼着骂，常常说你这样不对，那样不对，哎，你也不高兴。
Of course, serving is not always smooth. Sometimes you will get criticized, and sometimes you'll not be happy.
然而这个困难的环境，那么你身体上的软弱，哎，其实叫你慢慢慢慢的把你世上的荣辱富贵都看不。
And you might have many challenges, such as illness or anything like that, but that is to make sure that you focus on what is important.
我2000年在这个教会侍奉，到2012年，12年的侍奉。
I served here from 2000 to 2012.
前面两年被人骂惨了。
The first 2 years, I was criticized heavily.
徐牧师、徐传道，你怎么不像朱朱长老讲道
？Pastor Xu, how come you're not more like Elder Chu?
我说我实在不够功力啊，慢慢来，慢慢来。
And I say, actually, I'm not up there yet. Let me slowly get up there.
为什么你讲一些见证和故事，朱长老不讲的
？How come you always tell stories, but Elder Chu never tell stories?
朱长老也讲的。
Actually, Elder Chu does tell stories.
但是呢，有人就是点了鼻子跟我讲，你说我骂的时候，我能骂回去吗
？But when other people criticize me, do I get angry and scold back?
就不讲话了。
Then I remain silent.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们侍奉的乃是神，乃是主。世上的人，我们爱他，但是我们侍奉的就是我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, the one that we serve is God Himself. So we don't care about what a man says.
好，我们看第一章的这个，什么叫做是呼召呢？什么叫做 calling 呢？这个老传道人一个叫格尼斯牧师啊 ，Osgainis， 他说呼召是神对人的呼唤 ，summon from God to man 啊。
So what
让我们亲近他。
So what is calling? Well, according to God's old servant, Reverend Skinner's definition, it's actually a summoning.
我们要亲近他，在生活中要回应他的呼唤。
We need to draw near to him and respond to his calling.
让我们更加忠诚和热切地去侍奉他。
So that we can be more faithful and more passionate to serve him.
听到，讲来讲去就是侍奉。原来神呼召我们是侍奉他。
So in reality, when God calls us, it is for us to serve Him.
那么下面有个人叫做 Eugene Peterson， Eugene Peter 彼得森，他这个老牧师，他在有一本书，这个书名很长，叫做《追寻呼召的探索之旅》这本书。
Also from another book written by Reverend。Eugene H. Peterson, the title is Under the Predictable Plan, An Exploration in Vocational Holiness.
他用约拿的故事带我们这个读者看到另外一个更有价值一个人的自我价值的一个使命。
So he used a story of Jonah in the Bible to illustrate a deeper meaning for this rethinking of God's calling.
我们都知道这个故事，约拿是被神呼召要到尼尼微去告诉那个城市，你们都是犯罪，神要40天之内把你们都毁灭，除非你们悔改。
So we all know and are very familiar with the story of Jonah. Jonah was called by God to go into the city of Nineveh to call on the people in the city to repent.
他不肯去。
And he was unwilling to go.
因为那个尼尼微是他敌人的，以色列人敌人的大的首都。
Because actually the city of Nineveh was the capital of the Israelites' enemy.
尼尼微在这边，他向南面 他失去想坐船到西班牙去。
So he actually, he was south of the city of Nineveh. He actually took a boat to head toward Spain.
你们都知道故事，忽然大风浪，暴风雨起来，这个全船的人几乎要沉掉。
And you know all the story about the story that during that trip on the boat, there was a huge storm that hit and the boat capsized.
船上的水手就抽签，到底是谁犯罪？你看那个时候很迷信啊，啊，犯罪产生了这样大的这个困扰，这样大的巨暴风雨。
And during that time, the group of sailors drew lots, and they were questioning who among us sinned that would cause us this problem.
就找出是约拿来
and they found out it was Jonah.
那为什么你犯罪了？你犯什么罪啊？
They asked him, "Why is it that you have sinned? What sin have you committed?"
他很老实，他说，谁要叫我去那边，我从这边逃走了。
And he was honest. He said, "God had called me over here, but then I did not." Obey, and I ran away.
这故事就是他们就把他丢到海里面去了，说你这个人犯罪，把他丢到海里去了。
And the story tells us that they actually threw him in the ocean.
神安排一条大鱼来把他吞吃在他的鱼肚里面。
But God, God's plan and sent a huge fish to swallow him up.
三天三夜在他窝了在这个鱼腹里面。
And Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days, three nights.
我相信他三天三夜一直在想一个问题，就是说，如果我能够出来的话，我要怎么做呢？
And during those three nights, Jonah probably thought to himself, "If I had another opportunity, what would I do?"
我一定去把神给我的使命完成。
I would obey God's command and fulfill his calling for me.
你们知道这个故事，神就把这个大鱼叫大鱼，把它吐在旱地上，它起来就去往尼尼微去了。
And the story tells us that the fish spat him out, and immediately he went on his way to the city of Nineveh.
你也知道，结果他就在尼尼微里面走来走去。就是神四十天要毁灭这个城，如果你们不悔改的话，因为你们犯罪，你们神看为不好，神看为不喜欢的。
So he went on to the city of Nineveh and proclaimed to them that in 40 days God will destroy the city if you don't repent.
想不到事发生了。
And then something unthinkable happened.
全城的人悔改，从上到下披麻蒙灰。然后他们说悔改了，悔改了，我们都不对，我们都不对。
And then the whole city, everyone in the city, put on sackcloth and repented.
那个王也悔改了。
Also the king repented.
下面所有人都悔改了。
And everyone under him repented.
你们知道这故事，结果他不高兴了。
Did you know that the story, then Jonah was unhappy.
我的敌人悔改，结果神改变他的旨意，没有回吧，拐毁灭这个城，他就坐在城旁边。你们这故事，我们希望你回去把它读完。
And he was unhappy because his enemies have repented, so then he sat down at the city gates.
那么我们看到这个事情，他在鱼腹中好好的思想，他有机会，他一定去做，一定去完成它。
So as a matter of fact, what Jonah thought in the belly, if he had another opportunity, he would have obeyed God.
所以他就想到，他说 ，Peterson 这个牧师说，有时候我们遭遇的困难环境和身上的疾病或者是残疾，只不过是神去塑造我们的一个手段，要我们再想到他给我们的使命，再给我们一个机会去侍奉他。
So Reverend Peterson says that well, sometimes the difficulties and illness that we experience in environment is actually what God prepared for us to mold us and to make us to help us rethink about His will and yield to Him and restart the mission again.
其实那个书里面还讲，他说他说这就是神这个手段，引起我们的注意， 要我们不要离开我们起初被造的这个呼召，离开越来越远了。
And this is actually God's doing so that we can refocus on His will so that we don't stray too far away from His original plan for us.
其实各位弟兄姊妹，渔夫中有下面一章，是啊，渔夫的经验并不是会使我们的生命会成熟，但是它肯定使我们警惕和警醒，让我们都要需要这个渔夫中的经验，需要在自己的软弱的地方再次看清自己，再次在神面前下定决心去执着，去追求灵命的成长。
So dear brothers and sisters, experience in the belly of the fish will not uplift our spiritual growth, but instead it would help us have a better view of our weakness and ourselves. And it will also help enable usTo make up our mind for the pursuit of a higher level of spiritual formation.
Reverend Peterson, 他说这是一个阴暗的、封闭的、没有希望的环境。
And that's actually in the belly of the fish is a circumstance and environment where there's no hope.
其实这个环境让我们回到我们信仰的原点。
And that particular environment helps us go back to where we first the source.Or the origin of when we first were saved.
在那个人，我们的能力被减到最低，甚至不存在了。可是，在那里，只能完全仰望神的怜悯和神的慈爱。
In that situation, we have no ability. We can only rely on God.
任凭在我们身上做塑造的他的功夫。
So that this allows God to do His work and to mold us.
在约拿书里面讲，此时的约拿。只能够求告耶和华。
So in the book of Jonah, it says that the only thing that he can do is call upon Jehovah.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道在中间有没有一个人到一个地步说：“哎呀，神啊，我自己没有能力了，我只能够求告你，我再不敢高抬自己了。唯一的希望就是神，你来拯救我，你给我力量，你给我你的慈爱和你的怜悯。”
I don't know if anyone here is experiencing the same thing where you feel helpless and you want to call upon the Lord so that He can give you the strength and the power and the ability.
其实每一个信徒都要这样带着渔夫中自己没有主权的态度。
I think every Christian needs to experience the same thing of in the belly of the fish where you can only rely on God.
再次确定神就是我们唯一的希望。
And to again acknowledge that God is our only hope.
各位弟兄姊妹，下面记得一点，神要我们甘心乐意的去舍弃自己，去满足神的呼召，去不断的迈向灵命的成熟。
So God actually wants us to submit ourselves and make the decision willingly.So that we can have spiritual maturity and serve Him in our life.
在哥罗西书第二章第六节、第七节和第十节，我来念，你们不需要找。他说：“我们要遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，在他里面得了他的丰盛。”
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7 and 10, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord,So walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Verse 10, and you have been filled in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority.
二十世纪有个实际的故事，伦敦有个中年的寻宝迷。
There was a true story in the 20th century. There was an enthusiastic middle-aged treasure hunter.
他听到他的名字叫 Dave Crisp， 他这个人，他听说英国的地下藏了很多宝藏。
And his name was Dave Crisp, and he heard a rumor during that time that underground in Great Britain there is a lot of hidden treasure.
他也不知道在哪儿，但是他就一股脑儿就要去把这些宝藏找出来。
So he didn't know where they were, but He was determined to find and seek out the treasure.
他听说了一宝藏，就是金币啊、银币啊、铜币啊，就是金属的东西。
So he knows that the treasure mostly consists of coins, either gold, silver, or copper coins.
而且他听说就是古罗马时期的那个时候的那个金币、银币，就是真正的金子的成分很多的，银子的成分很多的币的硬币。
And the rumor was that all of these coins were from the ancient Roman Empire. So the precious metal, the gold and silver and copper, they were very valuable.
所以他就去买了一个很敏锐的金属探测器。
So that he purchased a very sensitive metal detector.
所以日以继夜他就寻宝了。
So day and night he would go out to seek this treasure with his metal detector.
他拿了这个就在走路的时候就到处这样子走，那神经病一样的啊，就到处找，去找钱去了。
So he would walk around Great Britain with his metal detector seeking this treasure.
他在 Great Britain 大英帝国的 Scotland、Ireland、England 三岛都去找。
So he went all over Great Britain, in England, Scotland, and Ireland to look for this great treasure.
结果居然在英国的伦敦的西南旁边有一个地方，他发现那个在地上哦震动的好强啊。
Then finally, in his search, in London, southeast London, he finally had some vibrations in his metal detector.
他不可以去挖，所以他就去把这块地买下来了。
But since he's not allowed to dig up the treasure, so he went and purchased that land.
结果找找找，找出来了四十贯的这个钱啊，四十贯的钱。
Indeed, so after purchasing the land and he dug up the treasure, and it was about 40 barrels of coins.
奇怪，这四十贯钱里面都是金币和银币和铜币。
And those barrels all consist of precious coins of gold, silver, and copper.
这些硬币啊，可以上溯到公元第三世纪。
And these coins,
it's all the were the coins from the third
from third century. Okay.
总共是160个 kilometer, 160公斤。
So all those coins equaled about 160 kilograms.
他用两部大的车子把他就带走了。
And he used two carts in order to transport these coins.
去一找找出来，一共价值$500,000 $5 million.
And the actual value of all the coins that he found was about $5 million.
1,500,000 RMB, 这么贵。这下他发财了。
Now he's rich.
但是这个财来得太快了。
But this wealth came too quickly.
第一个引起很多人的贪心，想打劫他，抢劫他。
So it drew a lot of attention from others, and a lot of people wanted to rob him.
有人想去绑架他儿子。
And there were people that wanted to kidnap his son.
他日夜不安，他吓死了。
So he was very scared and he was worried.
而且他的妻子宣布要跟他离婚。
And his wife wanted to divorce him.
因为妻子老早就对他不满意了。
Because his wife was already unhappy with him.
这下一离婚就可以拿了一半钱。
And then now with the divorce, would take half his fortune.
五百万美金的话，就可以拿$250,000。
So half of his fortune would be $2.5 million.
他快不快乐？他不快乐。
Is he happy? No, he's not happy.
他日夜紧张。
He's always anxious and worried.
雇了两个保镖。
And he had two bodyguards.
还不够。
And it wasn't enough.
日夜就是怕害怕人家来抢劫。
Day and night, he worried that he would be robbed.
结果十年之后，这个 Dave Crisp 和他太太两个人相继去世。
So after 10 years, both he and his wife both passed away.
他们一对儿女为了争钱财、争这个遗产，跑到法庭上两个诉讼，两个人在打官司。
So after they passed away, his children, a son and a daughter, went to court to fight for the inheritance.
这是一个真实的故事，这是一个发生在这个我们刚刚讲过，是这个是在这个二十世纪初叶的事情。
And this was actually a true story in the 20th century.
这很不幸的故事。
This is an unfortunate story.
我们下面中间也许有的人也很羡慕，也许想梦想，哎，我也喜欢发财啊。我能不能够买一个什么马票啊，买什么什么中一个乐透啊，嗨，我好想几亿几个亿的钱。每个人想看到那人家中的，就说哎呀，如果我去买的话，可能我中了。
So some of us might be envying the fortune of Mr. Chris and want to get rich as well. So you might think, oh, I might go buy some lottery tickets and then I will get rich as well.
可是我们身为基督徒，
But for us as Christians,
我要好好地提醒各位，
I want to remind everyone,
我们的财富不是在世上，
Our treasure is not here on earth.
而且贪财是万恶之根。
Also, the greed of money is the root of all evil.
我们想了有了钱，还想更多，更多，还想更多，还想更多，永远没有止境。
So we want more and more, more and more, and want to accumulate more and more money.
基督徒所寻求的财富保障，应该和刚刚我们讲的 Dave Crystal 不一样的。
But the Bible teaches us to store treasures in heaven, which is very different from Mr. Crisp.
我们追求的财富是不是因为让地上的施舍善行而积攒在天上的财富。
So we don't store up treasures here on earth, but we store up the treasures that are up in heaven.
圣经说我们地上的财富有贼打窟窿来偷，有人永远你不会守得住，但是我们的天上的财富等到我们有一天去。
The Bible teaches us the treasure that we seek here on earth will be taken away, will be stolen, but the treasure that we store up in heaven, no one can get to.
保罗教在腓立比书说，我们只要我学会一个秘诀，我们凡事知足就行了，知足就行了。
And Paul teaches us in Philippians that we need to be content in every circumstance.
我们赚钱是应该的，得钱是应该的，但是不要贪钱，不要贪财。
So it is normal that to earn money, but we should not greed after money.
你知足，你钱够了，你就心够了，你就不会心里面不满足，就老是看着人家，为什么我没有他的车子，我没有他的房子，我没有他的钱，就老是在心里面不高兴。
So if we are content with what we have, we will never be envious of other people on how much money they have or what kind of car they drive.
保罗说，我知道怎么样处丰富，我也知道怎么样处卑贱，我或有余，或不足，凡事我靠着主，我凡事都能做。
Is that Philippians?
Philippians. Let me tell you, you can read it, okay? Philippians. Yes, chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound.In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
我可以做任何事，凡加给我力量的，我都能够做。
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
弟兄姊妹，你不要看我年纪大，老在这里。我告诉你，我和我太太去台湾的时候，阿里山我就觉得好难爬哦，为什么呢？人家走两小时的路，再两小时回来，我走了一个半小时。我说我坐在这等你们回来好不好
Dear brothers and sisters, don't think that I'm so old. When I went to Taiwan, I went on a hike at Alisan for 2 hours.
2 hours go and 2 hours back.
2 hours, yeah, two and back.
But I sat there after 1.5 hours.
But I sat in the 1.5 hours.
I wait for them to come back. Then save me 1 hour of hiking trails. 反正一句话，第二天他们走两个小时，我说一小时不到，我说我再等你们回来，然后我就又行了。
So after they went on for 2 hours, I sat and waited for them in about an hour into it.
第三天我就能够走了。
Then on the third day, I'm actually able to complete the whole trail.
后来我们到 Cambodia 说那个吴哥窟的时候，我都能够去了。
Then after when we went to Cambodia, I can hike all of the trails.
感谢主，神赐给我们力量，反靠着我，加给我力量，我凡事都能够做。
Praise God that He's given me strength, because He said that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
你知道吗？我今年还在今天一早还在用 email 在 plan 我10月去中国，明年3月、4月去缅甸和泰国。
You know, this morning I woke up and I started planning my trips. I will be heading to Thailand, Cambodia, and Thailand next year.
Not Cambodia, Burma.
Burma.
感谢主加给我们力量的，我们都能做，而且我们就知道，凡事够用地上的财富，我们够用就知足而乐了，而且要追求地上世上存到永远的东西。
So, dear brothers, we need to not only just look to store treasures here on earth that will perish, but we need to store up treasure up in heaven.
在哥林多前书3章，我们一开始念的圣经提醒我们在地上的建造工程要用金银宝石存到永远的材料去建造。
And what we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire.
什么叫存到永远？ 就神的话语和神的生命存到永远。
What will last forever? It is God's word.
我在你们中间讲过好几次，今天再讲一次这个故事。
I've spoke about this story a lot of times. It's a great reminder for us.
1998年我退休了，从高中老师退休了。
In 1998, I retired from being a high school teacher.
1999年，四川成都要叫我去那边讲给。 物理老师一个自然英文的一个夏令营。
And in the next following year, 99, in China, Sichuan, I was invited to teach at a summer camp.
教育局跟我讲，你不能讲耶稣基督啊，你只能够讲物理啊，因为我是物理老师。
But the board of education warned me that I cannot teach about Jesus. You can only teach about physics because I'm a physics teacher.
我说，那人家问我问题，我可不可以回答？
Well, then I asked them, what if someone asked me about Jesus? Can I respond?
他问你，你就可以回答。
And he said, yes, if they ask you themselves, then yes, you're allowed to answer.
你不可以自己说讲起耶稣基督。
But you cannot initiate the topic to teach about Jesus.
我在讲成都，我从来不知道这么大，因为我是重庆生的，我是重庆。 重庆比成都小好多，对不起啊，人少好多，啊，那个成都有200多个物理老师、化学老师、生物老师来上我们这个大的这个训练营。
And in that city, it was actually quite large, larger than I expected. And there were hundreds of science teachers, chemistry, physics, and biology.
我就先讲我的物理的事情，讲完了。
So then first, I taught on my topic, physics.
他们说你，我说你们有没有问题可以提出来问题啊。
And I opened it up to question and answer.
有人说，徐老师，我有个问题。
Someone raised their hand and said, yes, I have a question.
他说你刚刚讲你在美国的时候 礼拜天去做礼拜，可是你是一个科学学科学人，你还去做礼拜吗？
So the question was that on Sundays back in America, you attend church, but you're a science teacher. How can you go and to church?
他说你学科学了，好像就信耶稣是迷信一样的。
It's as if believing in Jesus is just superstition.
我就说对对对对，那我来回答你的问题。
And I said, hold on a second, let me answer your question.
我说这本是个物理书啊，物理书。
So I told him, well, this book is a physics book.
物理书在美国每五年要 revised version, 就是再版一次。
I told him, all these physics books, every 5 years there will be a new revision.
我在一个美国高中教了二十八年书，五次再版，五次再版。
I've taught in American high school for 28 years, and the physics book was changed and revised 5 times.
为什么物理书要再版呢？
Why are there revisions in the physics book?
他说科学日新月异，所以每次要改变，改变，改变，每五年要改变一次。
Because there are always new updates and findings, so that's why every 5 years there need to be, the textbook need to be revised and updated.
Good. 我就说这本是什么？我就问他们这本是什么。
But then I asked them, well, what is this book that I'm holding up?
我现在这个是把它盖起来。其实我在成都的时候，我没有这个盖子，上面写的很清楚，圣经两个字。所以人家说那是你的圣经啊。
And this book actually is the Holy Bible.
我说这本书有没有再版过？
So I asked them, did this Holy Bible ever have any revisions?
我告诉你，两千年没有个再版，就是一版。
I'll tell you, for 2,000 years, it's never been revised.
为什么？
Why?
真理没有再版的，真理就是一个。我信仰的是真理，我是物理是我的一个工具，科学是工具，物理是真理，我信仰的是真理。
Because the truth cannot be revised. Physics book, the physics book is just my tool, but the truth is what I believe in.
结果后来一个小时，他们问的问题都是只关于圣经的了。
Then after about an hour, all of the students' questions were all about the Bible.
我看那个教育局的脸色发土啊。
And I see the color of the face of the Board of Education director changed.
因为那些人问的问题都没有对物理有兴趣，对我讲的就是这个圣经有兴趣。好，我就开了个圣经讲座。
Because they were no longer interested in the physics I was invited to teach, but all about the Bible.
好了，我们回头来，今天请你看下一章。总而言之，我们重拾呼召，回到当年神赐下恩典给我们他永远的生命。
So let's return to our topic. So let us rethink his calling. Let us go back to the eternal life that God granted us when we confessed him as our Lord and Savior.
以及这个生命所带给我们的喜乐和平安。
And all the joy and the peace and the hope that this life brings us.
我们的心里面充满着对神的感恩。
And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our God.
我认为在宗教史上，在1517年，马丁路德他提出了一个宗教改革的运动。
And in 1517, there was a person called Martin Luther that started the Protestant Reformation movement.
我不同意那个人家说这是宗教革命啊，革命不是这么回事啊，是宗教改革运动。
So I don't agree when people say that it's a
religious revolution.
But it's actually a Reformation movement.
他提出一个十架神学。
And he came up with the theology of the cross.
他说有四个唯独，用拉丁字来讲啊，四个唯独。
So in the movement, he came up with the four solas, and sola meaning only.
Yeah, 四个唯独可以帮助我们重新思考，重新出发，走更远的路。
And these four solas can help us to rethink his calling and to restart our journey.
第一个，唯独基督，这个字写错了。Sola Christus, Christus 就是基督，就是 Christ 的意思，这是拉丁字 ，Sola Spiritura 就是 Holy Bible， 就是 Bible，Sola Faith， Sola Grace， 四个 Sola。
The first one is actually Sola
Christ,
only Christ. Second is Sola Holy Bible, only Holy Bible. And the third is Sola Faith, only Faith. And the fourth is Sola Grace, only Grace.
这四个 Sola 是叫做十架神学，而且都源于主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，这个非常非常有名。
And these four solas are called the theology of the cross by the theologians.
这是什么意思？我们要回到原点，回去。我们已经漂泊了，走了太远的路了，怪不得你已经累了。
And these are important because it helps us return back to our original point. And we've already drifted away in the path.
今天教会的出路应该要回到十架神学。
So today, in today's church, we need to return to the theology of the cross.
基督乃是神和人中间唯一的中保。
Christ is actually the only mediator between man and God.
不是玛利亚，也不是教皇。
It's not the Pope and it's not Maria.
我们刚刚前天去参加一个婚礼，这婚礼在这个在 Santa Monica 是一个天主教堂。
And Friday night, my family attended a wedding. It was a Catholic wedding over in Santa Monica.
那个天主教堂里面前面有三个像，中间的是一个像有光环的，拿了一个十字架，是主耶稣基督。
And in that Catholic church where the wedding was held, there were three statues. The middle one is a person, a man with a halo holding a cross, and that is Jesus.
另外一个是一个老人，他有光环，手里拿个尺，一个 ruler， 代表带领他带，他也是 laws， 是法律法的。
Then on the side, there was another statue of another man holding a ruler, representing someone, the Holy Father.
最滑稽的就是左面有个光框环的，是个女人，代表谁啊？玛利亚，圣母玛利亚。哈，原来他们的三位一体是圣父、圣子、圣母，这和我们圣经完全不一样。
Then on the other side was a lady with also a golden halo, and that is Mary. So it's very interesting that for them it is the Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Mother, which is completely different from the Christian faith.
感谢主，我们要回到基督。基督是神和人唯一的中保，他的话语就在这本书上。
So we need to return and return here and focus on Christ, because Christ is the only mediator between man and God.
我唯读圣经，圣经是神的话语。我们不承认天主教的赐经，我们也不承认教皇颁布的任何的教谕。
So the second one is only the Holy Bible. And it's only the 66 books, not like the Catholics that incorporates the additional books like the Apocrypha or articles or anything written by the Pope.
这本圣经希望我们天天都要读它。
And this Bible, I hope that we read every day.
它是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光，是我们带领我们走的这个最高的法则。
And it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It is what we follow.
唯独圣经 ，sola faith 是人的信，是基督，是我们信心创始成终的基督。
And third is only faith, sola faith, because Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他不是人的努力。人的善行叫人得救的，而是只有我们因信才能够称义的。
It is not through anything that we can do that can give us salvation, but it's only through our belief and our faith in Jesus.
最后，唯独恩典，因为基督的恩典成就了一切。
And fourth is only grace, because what Jesus has done fulfilled all.
天主教的赎罪券毫无功劳，绝对不能够买用钱去买一个 ticket 或等等，可以把你的去世的父母亲他们的罪舍掉，这全是这个无稽之谈，无稽之谈。
And this is very different from what the Catholics believe, that you can pay money to redeem your sins or even redeem the sins of your past family members.
感谢主，我们下一章就是最后求主帮助我们回到主耶稣基督的十字架，回到我们信仰的原点。
So finally, when we turn back to the origin of our faith and our Lord, and take us back to the front of His cross.
我们再次呼召耶稣对彼得说，你彼得你来跟从我吧。
Just as when Jesus tells the Apostle Peter, follow me.
彼得就对耶稣说，这个人这个约翰将来会怎么样，耶稣说你不要管他，你来跟从我吧。
And Peter turns to John and says to Jesus, what about him? And Jesus repliesDon't worry about him. You follow me.
再次出发，重新走更远的路。
So let us rethink his calling and restart our journey of faith to go further.
在列王记上第十九章的时候，当这个以利亚先知以利亚说，你说神啊啊，现在他。这些万军的耶和华，我为你大发热心，现在只剩下我一个人了。这些人，他们这些以色列人，他杀了你的先知，毁了你的坛，现在还要来追索我的命。
And in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah calls out to God and says, "Look, the Israelites have destroyed the temple."And killed your servants and your prophets. I'm the only one left.
神说不然不然不然，我在以色列中还留下7000个人，没有向巴黎屈膝，没有曾向巴黎亲嘴的。
And the Lord responds and says, No, I have kept 7,000 remnants that have not worshipped Baal and have not kissed the lips of Baal that continues to worship me.
很多人在这里说神啊。怎么只有我一个人呢？我这个25%人在你拼命努力，这个教会你什么都是我，还有75%的75%坐立不动。神啊，这个我太少了吧？神说不不不，我留个7000个人。当然这个教会没7000个人，起码有150个、200个人都和你一起同心去侍奉我们的神。
So many of you guys may think that, oh, I'm the only 25% in the church that is continuing to work and serve these other 75% of the people. But no, there are other people that are also working.
好，我们最后来看一读两节圣经，可不可以所有的人，先念中文再念英文，好吧？眼睛看见吗？看得很清楚吧？我知道。我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。这是耶和华说的。你们呼求我，我就应允你们；你们呼求我，向我祷告，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。感谢主，我们讲英文好不好？
Okay, let's read in unison Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
感谢主，神向我们怀的意念是赐平安的意念。因为他是我们的天父，我们是他的儿女。
Praise God that the Lord's plans for us is to prosper us and not to harm us. It is to give us hope and future.
哪有一个父母亲对自己的儿女 给他不好的东西呢？
What kind of a parent will give their children harmful or bad things?
圣经中说，我们父母亲都尚且把最好的东西给我们。
The Bible says even earthly parents would give the best to their children.
天上的天父干嘛更好的东西给我们？
Our Heavenly Father would give us even better things.
感谢主，我们就知道，我们向主祈求祷告的话，你专心祈求祷告，神就听你的祷告。
Thank God that if we seek Him and call upon Him, He will and pray to Him, He will hear our prayers.
感谢主，你不是在这个教会里，只有你这少数民族在那里奋斗，在你侍奉主，好多人都有一颗侍奉的心。
So you're not the minority that is the only one that is serving in the church. There's a lot of people with a heart to serve.
让我们重新来建造吧。
Let us restart our restoration.
就算你现在已经烧尽了，可是神会再次点燃你侍奉的火。
So you may be burnt out in your service, but God will rekindle that fire.
我们一起都祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你再次向我们发出你的呼召。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us again.
特别求你安慰那些在这个中间多年来在你好尽心侍奉你的人。
May you comfort those that have been faithfully serving you.
他们已经很累了，他们已经觉得好劳累了。
They grow tired and weary.
但是主，你就让他们心中的火再次点燃。
May you kindle the flame that is in their hearts.
再次对他们呼召。
May you call them again.
再次叫他们回到那个服侍你的羊群之中。
So that they can return to your flock.
主啊，我们看见这个教会里面，将来马上就有圣经学校。
We know that very soon we'll have VBS.
我也知道这个教会里面好多人在带领这个查经班和这个主日学。
And we know there's a lot of people that lead Bible study or teach Sunday school.
求主和他们同在。
May you be with them.
让他们在侍奉里面能够得到能力。
That in their service they will renew their strength.
他也是很清楚的知道，像尼尼微的城，马上他们都悔改去到神。再回到神的面前。
Just like the citizens of Nineveh that will repent and return to you.
求主鼓励我们，振奋我们的身心灵。
And may you encourage and help us to mature in our spiritual life.
让我们休息以后再出发。
Let us have rest and move on.
预备走更远的路。
To prepare ourselves to go further.
预备再次的去侍奉你。
To prepare ourselves to once again serve you.
我们把整个教会的弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
We lift up all the brothers and sisters into your hands.
这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
We thank the Lord for using Elder Xu for his message.
我们大家休息两三分钟，然后回来领圣餐。
Let us rest for 2 to 3 minutes and come back for the communion service.
希望在领圣餐的弟兄朋友、弟兄姐妹们，利用这两分钟在圣殿里面安静的祷告。
Well, brothers and sisters that will remain in the sanctuary can use this time to prepare your hearts and pray.
请保持圣殿里面的安静。